The rest of the story. Once upon a time in an Indian jungle 100 miles or so west of Calcutta, a legend was born. The legend of the Manush Baga. The Manush Baga were ghosts, the local natives reported. Ghosts who roamed the region by night in search of unsuspecting travelers to feast upon or simply to scare to death. In any event, inhabitants of the Santal village of Gudmurri often heard their chilling cries, sometimes even caught glimpses of the demons as they prowled the perimeters of firelight, and the villagers worried that someday the Manush Baga might grow restless and emerge from the jungle to devour them as well. Anyway, that was the legend. But the following is fact. One day, it was October 1920 to be exact, the elders of Gudmurri encountered a missionary from nearby Midnapore. He was the Reverend J.A.L. Singh, S-I-N-G-H. "We want you to exorcise the evil spirits who threaten our people," they implored. "We want you to get rid of the Manush Baga forever." Well, the Reverend Singh no more believed in the Manush Baga than he did the other superstitions from which he had hoped to free these local natives. And still, if he did not respect these people and their fears, he could scarcely expect them to respect him. So the Reverend Singh, accompanied by a party of slightly amused colleagues, set out to confront the dreaded Manush Baga. What he discovered instead out there, lurking in the Indian jungle, were two flesh-and-blood people, two non-speaking primitives whose feral behavior more closely resembled that of animals than of humans. Suddenly the phrase Manush Baga, literally man-beasts, made sense. Except for one thing, the two primitives, easily captured and examined by the missionaries, turned out to be female. And so from a preposterous local legend arose a ponderous dilemma for the Reverend J.A.L. Singh. According to his religious beliefs, he could not merely return these unsaved creatures to the wilderness from whence they'd come. Of course, the frightened villagers of Gudmurri wanted nothing to do with them. That left only one solution. The Reverend Singh must take the Manush Baga back to his mission in Midnapore and attempt to civilize them. That he failed in that attempt is a matter of much public record, for soon newspaper reporters from all over the world had converged on the scene, asking questions, observing with astonishment the two savages that the Reverend Singh had abducted. Both remained vigorously active for nearly a year following their capture, especially at night, running swiftly on all fours, growling and howling and eating mostly raw meat. But as their diet was forcibly altered, their health failed. By mid-November of 1929, both were dead. For the Reverend Singh and his wife could not care for them as expertly as the adoptive mother who had found them abandoned and then raised them as her own. The adoptive mother whom the missionary had killed in order to rescue them. Did I mention that the feral human females discovered in a jungle den were at the time of their discovery approximately ages 6 and 3? For as Reverend Singh's own diary and eyewitnesses would agree, the wild children whom superstitious natives called the Manush Baga, whom the Reverend had kidnapped from their happy home, had been stolen from the midst of their adoptive brothers and sisters, who just happened to be wolves. Wolves! All your life you've known the legend of the wolf man, the fable of the twins raised by wolves who founded Rome. Those were legends. Now you know the rest of the story.